Hey, and welcome to another new episode of my podcast titled The Truth for Youth. My name is Bitch Shane Jr., host, and today we have ourselves another interesting and amazing topic. Nonetheless, the topic that we are going to be talking about is a topic that I believe is something that we all should have a better and clearer understanding of. I do believe that the more understanding that we have, I believe the more unified we can be as a community and as we come together. Nonetheless, let us get into this episode. The topic for this episode is going to be titled Subjective or Objective. Is the truth subjective or is the truth objective? Is my truth the truth or is your truth the truth? Or is both true and can we both coexist? This is the topic that I believe society is trying to unravel and to understand and try to grapple with. And I believe that if we have a better understanding of what truth actually is, if it's either subjective to what I believe is truth or objective in the fact that it affects everyone else, no matter what you say your truth is, there is one underlying truth that affects us all. I believe we're able to confront this reality, then maybe, and only maybe, can we begin to make some real progress in society. I don't know about you, but I'm so excited for this topic. Let's go. In every other field of study, truth is objective. Consider mathematics. 2 plus 2 equals 4. That's objective. No matter where you are in the country, no matter where you are on earth, if you add 2 plus 2, you will always get 4. Even consider the law of physics. What comes up must come down. Doesn't matter if you're in Asia or if you're in Africa. If a Chinese man comes up, according to the law of physics, that man is coming down. If an African man jumps up, according to the law of physics, that African man is coming down. It don't matter how high he jumps. According to the law of physics, the objective truth is that both men will fall down if they go up. And then you have the other truths as well. You have the truth of the anatomy and physiology. That if you are a male, you have testosterone in your system. And if you are a female, you have estrogens in your system. Truth in every field of study is objective. But the only time where truth is debated as to being objective or subjective is in the idea of psychology or the idea of ideology or the idea of morality. This is where the debate of whether or not truth is subjective or objective. But would it not make sense that there has to be one underlying truth that brings all of the other truths together? Because while we may all live in the same world, we do not see the world the same way. But the truth is that as human beings, if we are social beings and we are meant to connect with one another, then that must mean that there has to be one truth that connects us and unites us all. So if we can come to this one truth, then maybe as a society, we can come to under this one umbrella of true unity that we have never seen before. Now let's talk about Nick Cannon, the certified lover boy. This man went on the Breakfast Club interview, I believe about a month ago, and he made some really interesting comments in regards to what he deems is Eurocentric. Now, in the Breakfast Club, Nick Cannon was being questioned and asked about his fruitility and his mini planting of seeds. As you know, Nick Cannon has multiple children with multiple women, and the Breakfast Club was really trying to get down to the root as to why this was so. And Nick Cannon's answer to it was pretty interesting. It was thought-provoking. He says that marriage is a Eurocentric concept. Now, I want you to peep the language that Nick Cannon uses. He doesn't say that marriage may be a Eurocentric concept. He didn't say that marriage can be a Eurocentric concept. He said that marriage is a Eurocentric concept, meaning that Nick Cannon is saying that marriage being a Eurocentric concept is an objective truth. The word that I want to emphasize here is the word is. Because whenever you say that something is, that does not mean you are using subjective language, you are using objective language. You are justifying it and affirming it as a truth that affects everyone. Because no one who believes in their truth believes that it can or may be truth, but they see it as truth and they see it as it is truth. And so Nick Cannon establishing marriage as a Eurocentric is the truth that he uses to justify his lifestyle of being fruitful and multiply. Now, personally, I don't agree with that because, I mean, ideally, marriage is something that everyone in every culture can enjoy, and it was meant for everyone in every culture. But you see the point that I'm trying to make here is that whenever people talk about their truth, in order for it to be justified, they must state it as an objective truth. You know, there was a time where we believed in the concept of facts and opinions. Facts being evidence, statistics, research that are undeniable. And then you had opinions which were subjected to a person's view, perception, or feelings about a particular subject matter. But those days have passed. Oh, they're long gone. We have now entered an era where facts no longer hold any merits in discussion, debates, or teachings, and where opinions has been elevated to truth. No matter what the books say or the numbers say, it's true because I believe it as so. For example, consider the body positivity movement. Let's say that a woman who is overweight looks at herself in the mirror and says that, you know what, I am not overweight, I'm anorexic. And she says this to feel good about herself. Now, it doesn't matter what the weight scale says. It doesn't matter what her body mass index calculates. It doesn't even matter if her doctor tells her that she is overweight and that she needs to watch her weight. She will hold her opinion as the highest regard to what she believes is true. So much so that she won't exercise, she won't eat right, and she won't change her lifestyle because she believes in her mind that she is healthy. So much so that she will even go further to chase men who are out of her league, men who work out, men who eat and watch their weight, men who listen to their doctors. And when those men are approached by her and they reject her, she then calls it fat phobia, discrimination, and seeks to change the narrative of how society view women her weight based on how she feels she should be viewed according to her truth of her weight. She plays the victim, and everyone who interferes with her ideology of body positivity are oppressors. And this ideology has swept our world and nation with every other ideology under its belt. It's funny, because in every other genre or subject, truth is objective. But when it comes to morality, when it comes to philosophy, and when it comes to ideology, the debate of whether or not truth is subjective or objective is always held. Justice in society, as we now know it, is everyone accepting their truth as the truth and enforcing laws that supports their ideology and that backs up their philosophy as to what they believe is truth. In other words, if there is a law that interferes with my conviction and my lifestyle that affirms what I believe to be true, then I will find that law or government as oppressive. Why do you think there are so many protests, marches, boycotts, quote-unquote wokeness? Because everyone feels that their truth is being silenced or oppressed and suppressed. And there is no justice until my truth is enforced and recognized all over the world. Let's take Dr. King's quote to put this into better perspective. MLK says injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. People believe that wherever their truth is being oppressed is where they need to begin the process of enforcing it everywhere. Consider the LGBT community in regards to homosexuality. It's not enough for the LGBT community to be accepted in modern society without hearing slurs, violent threats, or be outcasts. They need laws to be enforced in order to feel secure in the nation or the society. Not just enforced on a local level, but on a national level. In a nation that is constantly being watched by the entire world so that the entire world would accept their truth. And laws passed down by the Supreme Court legalizing same-sex marriage, making national headlines and world news is not enough. They need Mr. Potato, a very famous toy on a worldwide market. But why Mr. Potato? Why not a knockoff toy? Why did it have to be Pixar? Toy Story? Because everyone knows Mr. Potato. Why did they have to go to Target? Because they are targeting every aisle that says for boys and for girls that interferes with their agenda. Why couldn't they go to their local swap shop, flea market, and protest against Mr. Tomato? Why couldn't they come up with their own version of Mr. Potato? Why couldn't they build their own Barbie dolls and toys that are genderless? Why did they feel the need to stretch their truth upon an already established market? Because no one believes their truth is subjective. Everyone who believes in truth believes that it is the truth, and that everyone who does not recognize it to be truth is an oppressor of it. Why are children being introduced to gay parents? Why are children being told by their childhood stars who are in Disney and Nickelodeon that they are gay? Why are we telling our children to be left to their young developing minds that if they want to be a girl, they can be a girl, when clearly the objective truth as told and shown in science, in physiology, and the anatomy that they are a boy? Because they believe that their truth is objective and it should involve everyone of all ages. Anyone who believes their truth to be truth wants it to be recorded as truth, starting at the highest level of authority. Because truth does not come up, it comes down. Truth comes from above. Because if it comes down, then no one below is above it. Even with this whole vaccination issue, the media is not pushing a subjective truth. It is pushing an objective truth, or at least what they believe to be the truth. They are saying that people who are unvaccinated are the reason for the spike in COVID cases. They are saying that the vaccine is the solution to the pandemic. They are saying that people who don't get vaccinated are the problem. But yet there are people who have been vaccinated who caught COVID. There are people who have been vaccinated and hospitalized. There are people who have been fully vaccinated and have died. Why aren't their stories popping up on the headlines? Why aren't their families coming out and speaking out? Where are the pictures of the vaccinated people in the ICU? Why is it always just the unvaccinated that are shown in the ICU? Why is it just the unvaccinated that are making headlines and filling the hospital beds when both the unvaccinated and the vaccinated receive the same treatment when they enter the same hospital? I have no confidence whatsoever that the vaccine is what the media says it is, because evidence says otherwise. And besides, I can't put my trust into an organization that is called the Center of Disease Control and not the Center of Disease Cure. They are not in the business of getting rid of COVID-19. They are in the business of stabilizing it. The vaccine does not prevent COVID, neither does it cure it. So what is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Now, some people might say, why can't we all just get along? Your truth is your truth. Go ahead, live your truth. As long as you don't bother me, and I won't bother you, then we can live life and we can coexist. And happily ever after, right? We all sing Kumbaya and life is good. And we all have this eternal lifestyle or life of world utopia. But this is not necessarily reality. Because the thing is that eventually what I deem as truth, no matter how much I try to avoid conflict, eventually my truth would conflict with your truth, or your truth will conflict with my truth. And I'll give you an example. If I believe that every woman, right, should wear pink wherever they go, then that's a truth that I believe and that I stand convicted of is something that can interfere with someone who sees it as otherwise. Because let's say I do go into a store and I see a woman and she's not wearing pink, she's wearing blue, or she's wearing red. I'm not just going to ignore the woman and go about my business and keep shopping. In my mind, I'm going to say, why does she have pink on? In my mind, I will begin to label that woman. You see, the thing is, when someone does not subscribe to our truth, we begin to label them. We either label them as someone who is ignorant. We either label them as someone who is small-minded or narrow-minded. Or we begin to narrow them as someone who is an oppressor or someone who has some sort of phobia. These are tactics that we often use that brings division between us or between people of different views and perceptions. In one hand, we say, okay, your truth is your truth. You live your life as you want to live it. I live my life as I want to live it. I live to my truth. You live to your truth. But in actuality, we all see everyone who does not subscribe to our truth in a very negative light. Now, what do I want you all to get out of this? My hope is that we would all find that one truth. This understanding that there has to be one truth. There has to be one moral framework. There has to be one objective truth that brings everything that we see into perspective. Because if we all are one, then there has to be that one truth that's stated as such. There has to be that one truth that can bring us all together. That one truth that can uplift us all. That one truth that can encourage us all. That one truth that can repair and restore us all. And if we all can come under this one truth, then maybe, and then maybe, can we all become one. Now, what is that truth? I would say it's the Word of God. Because it's the only word that considers all of us. Matter of fact, in the Bible, the word all is referred to and mentioned to 5,621 times. In the book of Genesis, it says that God created heaven and earth. In other words, God created all. When Jesus died, he died for all. When Christ asks for us to give our hearts to him, he wants all of our hearts, all of our mind, and all of our souls. The Bible leaves no room for subjective truth. But that God is the truth, the way, the life, and the truth. And my prayer is that we would come to find this truth to be our truth. Maybe then can we truly have peace in our hearts and make real progress in society. Knowing that we all are not just one nation, but one people, one tongue, under one God, under one truth. God bless. Thanks for listening. And until next time, blessings, my youths.